And it was also our intention that it's important like this had to reflect the research interests of Urbe and really broad. Since one of the main achievements of Urbe was to build up the musicology as a true scholarly tradition in Estonia, which was actually missing before, she was active in a number of fields, such as music history, of course, but also ethnomusicology, music aesthetics, music theory, and analysis, just to name just a few. And therefore, the papers that will be presented today, reflect a rather broad variety of topics, but they are all more or less related to the issues that fascinated Urbe in certain times. Thus, besides more personal memories, the topics include, as you can also see from the program, for example, the nationality and authenticity, especially how these concepts were understood in the late Soviet period, national ideologies and how these affected the writing of music history, but also musical modernism and its impact on the oral cultures or traditions in Estonia. Linear thinking in music, which was actually also the topic or issue. Probably you know that her PhD thesis, Urbe, landed in Helsinki, was also titled as Linear Thinking, Cultural and Musical Encounters, and so on and so on. So actually, the topics are indeed very different. Unfortunately, many members of the staff of the musicology department of our academy cannot attend today because of their assignments abroad, arranged far before the day of that was just put in place. Thus, please let me express on behalf of our staff members, Thomas Seaton, Kristel Kappel and Marius Pärtlas, their sincerest regret not being able to attend today, and also their best wishes to us. I hope that you all will enjoy this symposium today, but before introducing our first speaker, I would like to give a word to Jan Ross, who will read the statement from Jacob Thomas.
Tere hommikust! Mul on hea meel lugeda ette järgmine pöördumine Veljo Tormise poolt. Veljo Tormis on juba mõnda aega haigla ravil. Ma lubasin ta sõnu siin vahendada. Veljo ütleb, et ta on oma mõttes ja vaimus koos kõigi mõttekaaslaste ja sõpradega, kes on kogunenud tänulikult mäletama ja mälestama Urve Lippust. Urve ellu suhtumine oli tark ja avarapilguline. Urve muusika mõistmine koos regilaadus maailma sügava tajumisega rikastas ka helilooja. Meie koostöö ta poleks sündinud minu loengusarju ega raamatut laulud sõna. Tänutunne jääb kestma. For some time already, Veljo Tormis has been hospitalized. I have promised to mediate his words to you. Veljo says that in his thought and spirit he is together with his sympathizers and friends who have gathered thankfully to remember and to commemorate Urve Lippus. Urve's attitude to life was wise and open-minded. Urve's grip of music, together with a deep understanding of the world of runic singing, enriched also the composer. Without our collaboration, there has been neither a series of my lectures nor the book, The Sound Word. My gratefulness is sustaining. Veljo Tormis.